This is General's Row, a line of luxurious mansions in a corner of Washington where some of the military's top brass call home. Today's Navy has nearly as many admirals as it does ships. There's been an explosion of perks and officers to enjoy them.
What's it going to look like if somebody sees you staying in the Ritz-Carlton, you know, for 4 days and doing 1 hour's worth of work?
The Pentagon is still struggling to reduce the number of stars, nearly 1,000 generals and admirals, even as DOD civilians prepare for furloughs. Meanwhile, the number of enlisted soldiers and Marines is being slashed. Since the year 2000, the ranks of generals have been swelling, especially at the top. The number of 3 and 4 stars rose by 20%. The more stars, the more they earn, up to $180,000. And they're surrounded by an entourage of speechwriters, schedulers, and security, even a personal chef, and in some cases, their own $60 million jet.
I get that the 4-star running NATO needs a Gulfstream because he's got to have a plane to get around Europe, but he's not the only one.
There is also a Gulfstream attached to, assigned to, if you will, the Secretary of the Army, the Chief of Staff of the Army, the Undersecretary of the Army, and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army.
Former Pentagon budget official Raymond Dubois says the Pentagon needs to stop creating expensive 4-star slots for every new command.
And I could make the argument that there are a number of 3-star jobs that could be 2, or 2-star jobs that could be 1.
That would have a ripple effect when it comes to saving money, as it would shrink the entourage around that officer.
Because the culture dictates that a 4-star shall have so many staff people, 3-stars so many less and less.
3 years ago, the Pentagon targeted 140 jobs.